10th. Local officials say 11 are known to be alive, and one who suffered head injuries died. The fate of the others is unknown. State media say an existing shaft that rescuers hoped to use to reach the miners was found to be blocked beyond expectations. Officials leading the rescue estimate it could take at least half a month to clear it. Meanwhile, they're drilling other shafts to try to reach the men. In recent days, rescuers have been in contact with some of the miners through a narrow hole. They've sent down food, nutritional supplements, and medicine. China's mining industry is among the world's deadliest. The National Mine Safety Administration says 573 people died in mine accidents last year. John Ruich, NPR News.
U.S. housing market remains one area of the economy that has not been slowed as much as others by the coronavirus pandemic. Commerce Department reporting today housing starts jumped by 5.8% in December, capping the best year for the housing market since 2006. The bigger-than-expected rise last month follows an even bigger bump up in housing starts in November. Record low mortgage interest rates have helped fuel the housing market, with some people moving to larger homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Crude oil futures prices moved lower today, oil down 18 cents a barrel to $53.13 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing cloud backup, full system backup, and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR and Americans for the Arts.